From Tidbits on August 9th, 2010, this is Smith Micro Enters File Sharing World with Send Stuff Now by Adam C. Angst. The world is all about collaboration these days, and many businesses need to share files with employees, customers, service providers, and partners. That's in part why Smith Micro created the Stuffit Connect service for Stuffit Deluxe 2010 last year. That service has proven sufficiently popular that Smith Micro has now extracted it from Stuffit Deluxe and turned it into a standalone service called Send Stuff Now. The basics of Send Stuff Now aren't revolutionary. The goal is to make it easy to send someone a large file without having to send it via email, where attachment size limits create headaches for both senders and recipients. The much-used solution to this is to upload the file to a web-based file sharing site and then send a link to the file. This is exactly what Send Stuff Now does. You can upload a single file or multiple files, and if you upload multiple files, Send Stuff Now automatically creates a compressed archive of them, letting you give it a custom name in the process. You can describe the files, restrict access to them with a password, which creates an encrypted archive, add recipients, enter a message for the recipients, and set an expiration date for the invitation. Apart from the automatic creation of the archive when uploading multiple files, these features aren't particularly unusual among services of this type, but Send Stuff Now's interface is smooth and attractive. The archive that's created when you upload multiple files or set a password bears some discussion. Zip is the default for the archive format, though you can switch to Stuffit format for tighter compression and more security. With multiple files, expanding in macOS 10 works fine. But if Send Stuff Now created a password-protected zip archive, macOS 10's archive utility can't expand the file, so your recipients will have to download the free Stuffit expander. Send Stuff Now provides a handy link for that on the file download page. I asked Matthew Covington of Smith Micro about this limitation and learned from him that zip isn't so much a standard as a trend. Zip's creator, Phil Katz, put the original zip format in the public domain, and since then, various zip companies have extended it in ways that many, but not all, other companies support. So the way that Send Stuff Now implements AES-256-bit encryption is supported by Stuffit Expander, the Unarchiver, BetterZip, Rucksack, and some others, but not macOS 10's archive utility. WinZip, WinRAR, and a few others support this approach in Windows as well, and although Windows 7 has basic zip support, it too lacks support for encrypted archives. In other words, neither Apple nor Microsoft has kept pace with the rest of the zip world. Where Send Stuff Now stands out from the crowd is in its focus on group administration. You can, of course, use it fine as a single user, but if you work in an organization where multiple people need to send files around, Send Stuff Now provides useful administration features. The administrator can monitor usage, create and maintain accounts, download and delete files, maintain a contact list, and more. In keeping with the needs of the modern world, Smith Micro has also created an iOS app that provides native interfaces for both the iPad and the iPhone. It's simple but effective, providing a list of files you uploaded with information about each one. You can see the invitations you've sent, whether the recipients have downloaded, and when the invitations expire. Plus, you can extend an expiration date, expire an invitation immediately, resend an invitation, and even invite more people. Although you can also delete files from the iOS app, you cannot view them. But that's immaterial. I can easily see someone being out to dinner when a client calls in a panic because they lost the email with a download link to a critical file. No worries, you say. Pull out your iPhone, resend the invitation, and tell the panicked client that another invitation is in their email. Like many file sharing services, Send Stuff Now provides a range of pricing options, starting at free. For that, you'll get 1 gigabyte of storage space, up to 10 gigabytes of bandwidth per month, and all the basic features. For $120 per year, the premium account increases the storage to 2 gigabytes and bandwidth to 40 gigabytes per month, plus offers phone support. The $180 per year Pro account bumps storage to 8 gigabytes and bandwidth to 80 gigabytes per month, and is most appropriate for graphics and video professionals sending huge files. Once you want multiple seats, you can go for a 5-seat license for $9.99 per year, which adds all the group administration features and supports up to 5 users. A 10-seat license costs $1,500 per year. Both of the group accounts limit storage to 2 gigabytes per seat and bandwidth to 40 gigabytes per month per seat. I can see some organizations wanting to combine the storage and bandwidth limits for the entire group, so several people could use very little, and one or two could go well beyond the limits. Those would be easy changes for Smith Micro to implement in the future, or for individual organizations with special needs. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.